This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now, 7 after the hour. Here on the DJV program, Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here we are to help us all go. It's sort of like a YouTube channel on the radio. We listen, but it's kind of like you can picture us talking. And because I think we do a good job with word pictures, you can imagine the things that we are describing, whether it's what's going on in Seattle, or what's going on in New York, wherever it's going on. I think that you got a pretty good idea by listening to us. There's such a, what I like about our conversation, if I do say so myself, is the diversity. We're all focused, it would seem, or certainly many people are focused on diversity in our country and in the world, and understanding that it is part of the world that we live in. We're not going to change that. We're not going to eliminate blacks aren't going to eliminate all white people. Whites aren't going to eliminate all black people. You're not going to eliminate, they were just not. I mean, it's nonsense to think that you're going to, if you don't like something, just by thinking it ought to go away, or even working to make it go away, you're going to make it, no, it isn't, no. And so our diversity of opinion here, our diversity of subject matter, is kind of a huge confirmation that we are, excuse me, in support of different ideas. Because if you don't have different ideas, you're going to have the same results. And the same results are, hello, what we're looking at. The mess that we've created for ourselves, or allowed to be created, whether you single-handedly have contributed to this or not. One of the things, the fundamental things about our society is that it requires you to participate in order to be successful. If you don't want a successful country or a successful state or a successful community, then don't participate. Everybody needs to participate. And I think that's kind of what's coming out of the lessons. I think one of the things about voting, for example, it's a small example, but an important example of how you participate. And if you're not registered to vote, if you haven't voted, then you are the problem. You, individually and collectively, are the problem. I don't mean to get on a podium here or get to the lecture circuit, but I really think that some of the people, I'd be curious to know, Jennifer and Victoria, how many of the people in Seattle who are upsetting the apple cart with some results, how many of them, if you went through it, how many of them are registered voters? Just out of, I'd like to know, just it would be one of those things. Okay, how many of you people are registered to vote? And see what kind of response you get. Because oftentimes people get on, I mean, I'm going back to my Woodstock experience. That's the reason I'm asking this, because I have experience in my own lifetime of these sorts of things. And as Victoria pointed out, I have been a protester. I like protesting. I like to have people think. I think protesting brings us around to having to examine, having to think through things that we may not have for whatever the reason. Either it makes us uncomfortable, or we go lazy, or we just don't think about it because we got a lot of things going on in our lives. Whatever it is, all of this stuff that's going on, whether you like it or you don't like it, is causing us to think, review, work through our own ideas, and those are important to express. You have the opportunity. You can make a difference. Everybody makes a difference. Whether you think you do or you don't, then if you don't think you do, you're kidding yourself, because you have a lot of potential, a lot of power. Don't let people take it away from you. I think that's kind of the message as I think it through and look at some of this stuff going on in Seattle or wherever else it'll go on. It's people they want accountability now, and hopefully they're going to get it, and it's not going to be PR city time, which is what happened in a lot of these circumstances. The politicians and other people who are quote-unquote in charge use the bully pulpits. Oh, this is what's going on. And you know in your heart, it's not what's going on. You know it's not what's going on. So, anyway, The
would you like me to start with my story now?
I would like you to start with your story, please.
Okay, just checking. Because it's some good news in the fight against coronavirus, or at least our treatments for coronavirus. Scientists who constantly disprove themselves, but for today we have a breakthrough. They say that dexamethasone is a major breakthrough in treating.
Hello.
Hello. Is this thing on? Treating coronavirus. Like
yes,
I stuttered.
That's
I had a brain,
the problem.
I had a,
it is
I had a brain
yes.
stutter. Sorry, I got a little stutter in my. You have to hit me when I seize up.
Well, that's like me not being able to pronounce hydroxychloroquine.
You just did it.
You just finally did it.
Finally.
I've been rehearsing.
Oh,
I have
my
been
gosh. We need fanfare, Phil. We need fanfare. All right. Dexamethasone is a cheap drug, and it's a steroid that is very commonly prescribed, and it's now the first drug shown to be able to save lives during in COVID-19 patients. So once you have it, this is not preventative. This is more therapeutic. Scientists are saying that this is a huge deal. Results of trials that were announced this week showed dexamethasone, which is used to reduce inflammation in other diseases, reduced death rates by about a third among the most severely ill COVID-19 patients admitted to the hospital. They suggest the drug should become standard care in patients with severe cases of COVID-19. And this is, think about this. It's, let's see, the drug is priced at like $63.26 for like, I don't know, like a whole huge supply of this. It's basically $63 to give you a whole course in fighting coronavirus. And that's how much it's going to cost the hospitals. That's how much it's going to cost patients. At the very most, insurance will cover this. This is a drug that has been used for all sorts of things. You know that doctors use steroids for all sorts of different physical injuries and to reduce inflammation from other respiratory illnesses. So this is some really big news that's good because it's already on the market. It's cheap. People are going to be able to afford this treatment. It's not very specialized. It's just out there in the main. And so now doctors will be able to prescribe this for people who are the most severely ill with COVID-19. And that's pretty good news, at least to give people hope. I think there's been a lot of confusion about how and when hydroxychloroquine should be prescribed. Remdesivir, which is another one of the drugs that they've been talking about, that's a really strong antiviral, that might be in play. This is something that is so easy and pretty easily tolerated by people that I think this is something you can celebrate as we think about a second
convinced.
Wave.
I'm still not convinced that the opposition to hydroxychloroquine.
Oh, boy, we lost it.
It's okay. I got it back.
It was there.
I got hydroxy. Anyway, well, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, people have had that again.
Yeah, right. And this is where you talk about the pendulum and the seesaw here.
But we know people who have had success with hydroxychloroquine.
Yes.
I think the idea is that hydroxychloroquine has to be.
Many, in fact.
Like, we know people personally?
We know people. We know that the Democrat representative who says that hydroxychloroquine saved her life. We know the radio executive who I spoke to who lives in my neighborhood in Santa Clarita.
I mean, I know
who
they've
took
used it.
In
New York.
New York
the
has been
study
using
was
it.
Very positive.
Tens
so.
Of thousands of people have been treated with this. That's why I say this is a political football.
Well, and I also think there's a timing thing. What it seems like, and I'm no doctor or scientist, clearly, but what it seems like to me is when hydroxychloroquine is prescribed, you have to take it in a cocktail with the zinc and the azithromycin.
Right.
Number one, it's not going to help by itself.
By itself, it will
all
do
three
nothing.
Things.
Yes.
But it's also about the timing, it seems like. I think a lot of people were administered the hydroxychloroquine when they were already too advanced. And
well, as Ken Krono says, it's the number. You got to do it. You don't just take it once. You have to take 10 dosage and a certain amount of it. And you must take it with a Z-Pak. Otherwise, it'll do squat. And so what is there about this that just a little last week, The Lancet and one other of the medical journals retracted their shot over the bow of the high hydrochloroquine users. And after it been proved in the French study that it worked. But it doesn't work by itself. And why even are people expecting it to work? Why is the FDA asking or treating or examining using it by itself? Nobody in their right mind who knew anything about how this was prescribed would have told anybody to take this drug by itself. So
well, what Trump did, he didn't take it with the Z-Pak. And that was confused. I was confused by that too. He said he took it, which it has no proven ability to prevent you from getting it.
Correct.
But he took it by himself. No. Even if you take it with a Z-Pack, you can't prevent getting it.
No,
I think he might have taken it, though, for a different reason. There were a lot of people that were piling on him saying, if you take hydroxychloroquine, you will die. And I think the president took it to say, look, you can take it. I don't think he was taking it as a preventative. I think he was taking it to say you
can
take it.
That's what I had read, like, from multiple sources.
I know, but you can take it, and I'm still alive, because I think he wanted to shut up the people who were coming after him for his...
Right.
I mean, people were saying he was literally killing people because he was talking about taking hydroxychloroquine.
Those are the people
Well, look, the heart problems are real, and the eye problems are very real.
You cannot take it if you have a heart problem.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can't just... You have to be very closely monitored to make sure that you're not going to get an arrhythmia and die. So it's not something that cavalierly should be taken, but people who have arthritis and lupus, they have to constantly – my friend's sister-in-law has lupus, and she's been on hydroxychloroquine for a long time, but she is constantly monitored by her cardiologist.
Yeah. I tell you what, if it were me or my family, I would demand the doctor puts them on it. I would. Mm-hmm.
Well, Ken Kronos, who's one of the most famous, well-known cardiologists in the country – was one of the ones he tells me that I started him thinking about it, but I'd seen something. You know, we're always nosing around, and I'd seen something, so I sent him a note on a Saturday morning. What's this? And he spent the weekend studying it, and then came back on Monday and said, "Wow, this is great." So if there's anybody in the world that I trust with anything that has to do with the heart, it's Kronos, and he said, he squatted on all of that stuff by itself. It has to be monitored by somebody who knows what the heck they're doing. That's the point. Congratulations to the two winners of our these lawnmowers, man. Are they the talk of the town? The Works Electric Mower. So two gentlemen over the course of the last couple of weeks have told great stories about their fathers. Dave Wumke's one, his dad Stanley in Illinois is getting a mower, and also Richard Thomas down in Vero Beach got one for his dad as well. So they're both getting these fabulous Works mowers. And I think it's obviously the suggestion is if your dad wants a mower like Jennifer's dad, just ask. And people will find it. Find that Works mower. Yes. Good stuff. 18 after on the DJV program.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Michael, California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. My pants are not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
All
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Some music news now at 23 after the hour. Good day to you from the DJV program and its participants, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. On top of music news, every hour of the program we take a few minutes to bring to you maybe a feature or focus that you aren't aware of that you would find important, like Maren Morris dropping a pair of new songs some 15 months after the arrival of her second album, Girl. The new tunes, listening to one of them right now, Just For Now, and then there's another one called Takes Two, appear as additional tracks at the end of the streaming version of Girl. Just For Now, written by Morris and her husband Ryan Hurd, recorded during the sessions for her debut album, Hero. Now, on Takes Two, that was recorded during the Girl sessions. Girl has been out over a year, has been one of the most transformative periods of my life, she says. During this time off the road, I had the opportunity to polish up a couple of older songs of mine that I couldn't wait for you to hear. Back in March, she was awarded with gold certification of Girl and played to a massive crowd at the Houston Rodeo before touring was shut down completely. She also scored a major number one hit with The Bones, her second country radio chart topper from Girl, following the title track and joined the super group The High Women for their acclaimed debut album as well. So I like her name. That's kind of silly and superficial.
Yeah, but, she's like all of 4'11", but she's got a huge voice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what she looks like, but she has a nice, engaging, I think the voice I would describe as engaging. For the upcoming ACM Awards, which were moved from April to September, she leads among all nominees with 5 nods, including Album of the Year. So good luck to her. Maren Morris here on the DJV program. Up next here, the late John Pardee, once again getting...
Late. He's not late.
No.
He's alive, very much alive.
I'm thinking of...
John
Prine. Prine.
Let's not panic people.
John Pardee's family Prine, just went, what?
I know, right? Oh, my God.
In fact, Mr. Pardee...
Excuse me, alive.
Yes, still alive.
He has released a video for his latest track, Ain't Always the Cowboy. The song is the second single from his album, Heartache Medication. It's interesting how the names come up on these songs and albums and stuff. Ain't Always the Cowboy gives more than a subtle nod to George Strait, whose own song, The Cowboy Rides Again, was a big hit in 1985. This new video was filmed in the Desert West. It tells the story of a woman spending her waking hours training on horseback, while the man at home longs for his a little bit more of her company. Usually it's the other way around, right? In the end, thank you, Victoria.
Hey, nothing gets by you.
Where's that hammer? Hit me over the head again with that hammer. Hopefully it's a rubber one. Party has been racking up career milestones since the release of his second album, California Sunrise. They have produced a number of hits, including the chart-topping Dirt on My Boots. The title track from Heartache Medication was another country radio number one for Mr. Pardee, getting certified gold by the radio industry. An ACM award nominee for Album of the Year, Pardee also appears as a guest on Thomas Rhett's single, Beer Can't Fix. All right. There's some country philosophy if I've ever heard it. There it is. All right. Do we like it, ladies? What do you think?
I like John Pardee. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there it is. That's enough for me. If Jennifer's a fan, I'm a fan. And it's good to know that he's still alive. So, congratulations. John Pardee is here, actively singing.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Republicans are to introduce a police reform bill today, and South Carolina's Tim Scott, the Senate's only black Republican, is leading the GOP's effort to reform policing following the death of George Floyd while in police custody. Scott says the bill calls for more police training and would reduce funding for departments that don't ban chokeholds. With the federal government now leaving it to states to address the risks from COVID-19, some states are seeing cases surge since reopening their economies. Initially a key player in the federal response to the pandemic, the nation's most well-known infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he hasn't even been in touch with the White House for a while.
I spoke with him when we made the presentation to explain to him our vaccine development efforts. So it was 2 weeks ago.
He was speaking on NPR, and this is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Aaron Zelensky, one of four prosecutors who quit the Roger Stone case after the Department of Justice lowered its sentencing request, will testify before a House panel next week. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler said in a statement that Zelensky would be among those testifying before the committee about the DOJ on June 24th. He said there were two subpoenas, one for Zelensky and one for DOJ antitrust prosecutor John Elias. He described them as whistleblowers who will testify about politicization of the DOJ under President Trump and Attorney General William Barr. Nadler also said they would be joined by former Deputy Attorney General Don Eyer, who served under President George W. Bush. Roger Stone had been convicted by a jury last year of lying to congressional investigators in a probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. The prosecutors had asked a federal judge to sentence Stone to up to 9 years in prison for obstructing a congressional investigation. The president criticized the sentencing in a tweet, calling it disgraceful. The next day, the Justice Department announced it would lower the sentencing request for Stone. The lowered sentencing recommendation prompted federal prosecutors Adam Jed, Jonathan Kravis, Michael Morando, and Zelensky to quit working on the case. Elias was DOJ chief of staff for the antitrust division at the time the agency filed an unsuccessful challenge to AT&T's merger with Time Warner. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Inside the scoop of the day, you'll find the DJVers actively looking around. The scoops, probably more importantly, because there are so many of them. The DJV show features Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug, she's Jennifer, she's Victoria. And Victoria has some COVID reality checks for us. Not so good.
Yeah, well, the COVID response tracking study, which is done biannually at the University of Chicago, found that only 14% of Americans actually say that they are happy. And that is a huge drop from the last time they did this study in 2018. Back then, 31% of Americans polled said that they considered themselves
happy. Did a COVID study in 2018?
No, this is the COVID response tracking study in conjunction with the general social survey, which is done every other year. And so now this year, because they're doing this contact tracing and the response tracking, they're getting in front of more people and they're asking them about their current overall psyche. And so they're, feelings of loneliness.
So they ask, what do you feel like? What's happening in your life?
I don't know
what
the
needs
specific
to be done to make
questions,
it better.
Yeah, but so the results though are not great. It shows that Americans are more unhappy today than they've been in 50 years.
That's
so,
news? You're going to get that from your friends?
You'd like to think that it would be getting better, but Yeah, now 50% of people are saying that they have felt isolated in recent weeks. We know that with, you know, being on lockdown, that's something that's not surprising. However, the thing that is, this is, they've been collecting this data on American attitudes and behavior since 1972. And so one of the things that's interesting, they did this study before the George Floyd protests began. So you can imagine it's probably even worse if they were to do the study right now. They found that the one little bit of upside is that the number of people who listed themselves as feeling lonely and isolated, it wasn't as high as the researchers expected it to be. And the reason for that is technology, because we've been able to FaceTime. We've been able to Zoom with friends and family. You know, Lewis and I attended, and I say attended in, you know, air quotes, we attended a Zoom wedding on Saturday night. And so we were able to see our friends get married. And so there's still a feeling, and then the bride and groom's family was, you know, spread out all around the country. So grandma was there, and everybody was able to see the couple get married. And then on Sunday night, we attended, a Zoom benefit, a comedy benefit for our animal rescue. So people are finding ways to stay connected, and that's the only real upside of the data that is from this new study, is that the number of people reporting feeling isolated and locked away from the world was not nearly as high as what they expected. So in that sense, technology has been a blessing, but
I think it's also a curse, actually. I feel like people are unhappy now because of technology.
I agree.
In some ways, it's helpful because it helps us feel like we're connected, but I think it constantly makes people feel like they aren't living up to what their neighbors and their friends and their family are doing, because people use social media, I think, as kind of a place to, you know, brag about what they're eating or what their kids done. It's not necessarily reflective of the ups and downs of real life. And I think people feel like they can't keep up. I think sometimes with social media, it also adds something else for us to do, something else for us to feel like we have to keep up with. And I'd also say it's kind of a breeding ground for a lot of people who are just angry. So I feel like it's more, I don't know, I actually think people are less happy because of social media, but I also think it's a double-edged sword where we also feel like we're staying more connected with one another. I think it's an interesting
Well, this wasn't specifically
conundrum.
Social media. This was really more like FaceTime and Zoom connected with conversations.
Yeah,
because I think that's been, I know just, you know, for our single friends who have been locked away and living alone without a roommate or a partner, that's been being able to have FaceTime and actually, you know, look forward to doing that once a week with our single friends. Like, that's been something that's been important to us, and it's been important to them to have that connection as if we were all just hanging out on a Friday night. And so it's, yeah, I mean, social media is always problematic. It can be good, but it can be really detrimental. But I think in terms of just the ability for people to be able to work from home and have all of the remote technologies that businesses are using to stay afloat, I think part of that has been a good thing. One of the most depressing parts of this study's results is that only 42% of Americans believe that when their children reach their age, that their standard of living will be better. And so back in 2018, 57% of people believed that their kids would have it better than they do. Now it's down to 42%, and that's actually the lowest since 1994.
How would we define better than we had it? What makes up, what constitutes life being better than what?
Perhaps less debt. Maybe owning property, saving for retirement, all the things that obviously any parent would want for their child. And so American adults feel less optimistic that that's going to happen.
Well, I'm going to connect this to something you and I were talking about a little bit earlier, if I may. The whole idea of technology, what it does to our health and well-being, whether it's spiritual health, mental health, physical health. We were talking, Jennifer, about the FDA approving a prescription video game for children who have ADHD. What I find interesting, almost the most compelling point of this, Victoria and Jennifer, is that the cause of the problem is going to be the fix of the problem, according to the FDA, i.e., you've heard me for years talk about what I learned early on regarding the connection of video, whatever it may be, television, devices, on children who are younger than three, who do not have fully developed brains. And what has come forth more than anything else is that parents who allow their children or encourage their children or use the TV set as a babysitter for their children are later, whether they realize it or not, they are guilty at contributing to or maybe even causing ADHD with children, because when children's brains, the synapse of the brain, all of the wiring of the brain is not complete when the child is born. It takes 3 or 4 years for all of that to mature so that it basically, if you want to use the term linkage, so that all of the mechanisms in the brain function properly, the reading to youngsters, telling them stories, audio helps to develop the brain. Radio helps to develop the brain. I know this sounds kind of, I'm almost silly and self-serving because I'm a radio guy. But study after study after study after study proves without a doubt to me and other people that look at them that children's brains are messed up, mashed, become spaghetti when they are exposed to all this video too early in the formation of their brains. So now, here comes a fix. This is what I found, and we didn't have time to discuss it, Victoria, but here comes a fix for the problem of ADHD created in children. The problem is way more severe than it was when I was a youngster or even in the last generation, your generation. It's an epidemic, all these kids that have ADHD. And
well, I just don't think our brain can process the speed.
It can't.
And,
no,
you know,
that's the whole
worse.
Thing. Yeah.
Because with TikTok, I don't know if you've seen TikTok, Doug, but this is something that a lot of young kids are into, and these are short, fast videos that, I mean, I watch Jeff's kids, and but his daughter is just glued to it, and it's one after another, after another, after another, yeah. after another. And literally, Jeff has to have this thing on his phone where it actually will shut down their devices because, you know, you can't even leave them laying around the house.
How old
they'll
is
just
she?
Pick them up. 10.
Mm, that seems to be the age where the kids are just, everyone has an iPhone, and by 10, everybody has their own phone, and it seems like video games
that's
are
ridiculous.
Everywhere.
Any child that has a 10 years old, that's the parents are irresponsible. That's a horror. That's just... Really
well, but a lot of parents will say that kids need to be they need to be able to get in touch with their kids, and
why?
So they want to know. Well, they track them too on the GPS,
why?
So they know where their kids are. So
I wasn't tracked when I was a kid. I got on my bicycle and rode up
life
to the farm.
Life is very different
every
now.
Kid,
than, yeah,
every kid in Lily's
now.
Class has a phone, and not only do they have phones, but now they have laptops and tablets.
I
and
hope that Miles, that Megan, and Matthew don't
happen.
Have.
It's going to happen because he's going to be the weird kid then that doesn't know technology, and that's
right, he knows,
not
he's
the
already,
world he's growing up.
Anyway, but I want to make before we lose sight of what I'm saying here, the this prescription video game from a company called what is it, Achille? Is that how you pronounce it, Victoria?
Yep.
It is the first video game that's being marketed and prescribed to fix. And I don't know that we had time to get into how it works. What is it that it does that straightens up the problems that video creates in the first place? That's what I would like to know, frankly.
Well, I watched the demo of it.
Did
and,
you?
Yeah, and it looks... I think it has something to do with concentration. I think that's really what it is, because there are specific tasks that the kids have to do in the video game, and then, like, there's a little, you know, there's just, it kind of looks like a regular video game, but it's a lot more focused, and it's not just you trying to fight the bad guys or collect, you know, rewards or whatever. It actually has specific tasks where the kid has to get from one point to the next, and I think it's probably trying to just train the brain to be task-oriented, which is a big problem if you have ADHD. And now these are only kids aged 8 to 12 who are allowed to use this. So it's not for kids younger than that. But obviously, they're also not saying that video games
kind of an acknowledgement of the problem. Yeah, it's an acknowledgement of the problem as well. So, all right, so there's what the FDA is doing. Over at the FCC, the largest ever fine for robocalls, $225 million, in fact, against two health insurance telemarketers for spamming people 1 billion robocalls. So the FCC has gone after John Spiller and Jacob Mears and their businesses and their state attorneys general all over the country that are in on this. Those of you who are getting these robocalls, that Telephone Consumer Protection Act doesn't really work. Do we agree with that? It doesn't really
I get robocalls all the time, and actually more on my cell phone than ever I used to.
Yeah.
Well, these companies, this is what happens with data breaches, because if your phone number is listed on any website or account that gets hacked, then everyone has your phone number, and they sell them to telemarketers. So that's because people wonder, oh, I'm on the Do Not Call registry. How come someone has my cell phone number? Well, because you've been a part of a million data hacks, and they've got your info.
Yep. So this appears to be, is it a deterrent? What it does is show you how much money they're making in the first place. But for those of us who don't pay any attention to the telemarketers or to the spamming calls that we get, somebody's got to be answering the phone if they have.
Well, it's all older people, and that's where, once again, the older people are the victims. They're the ones falling for this stuff because they don't know any better, and these are very sophisticated scams.
Oh, yeah,
and
really,
my mom has come so close to falling for a few of them, and then luckily she just panicked and then calls me, and then I've been able to tell her, no, like, that's, you were in danger.
The children becoming the parents.
Yeah, and in this case, these two guys were selling health insurance policies, and they were claiming that they were with Aetna and Cigna and big companies, and then older people were buying these policies and then realizing it had nothing to do with, when they got the paperwork in the mail, it had nothing to do with any of the major companies. So it's too bad, but you have to just be really careful. No one should be calling you without sending you written verification about your medical insurance. Calling you on the phone.
Isn't that the cavalier calls that you get? The DJV clip of the day that's at djvshow.com right now is a discussion we had about how it took so long, how and why, actually, for ABC to feature a black bachelor. There's a lot of the stuff going on right now. It seems pretty self-serving. But you can get the drift of our conversation and lots more at djvshow.com. In fact, you can listen to the whole program any time of the day, not only when we do it live, but through the day at djvshow.com. And please follow us on social media, facebook.com/djvshow.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic neurologist Dr. Amal Starling says a migraine is much more than a headache. It can be debilitating.
It's much more than pain. It's a neurologic disease that has light sensitivity, sound sensitivity, motion sensitivity, nausea, vomiting. There's so many components. But pain is one of the more prominent symptoms for individuals.
Dr. Starling says there is no cure for migraine, but there is a new FDA-cleared option for the acute and preventive treatment of migraine.
The device is called a single-pulse transcranial magnetic stimulation device. It is now FDA-approved for the as-needed treatment of acute attacks, as well as for the preventive treatment of migraine attacks.
Dr. Starling says the device transmits a signal to the brain, reducing brain hyperexcitability. The first step, says Dr. Starling, is getting people with migraine to their healthcare provider so they can be properly diagnosed and treated. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Protogrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Protogrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Animalistic with Warren Eckstein visiting with us here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Warren. Victoria is here as well. We missed out because we were talking about that book that Warren wrote last week. I reviewed Memoirs of a Pet Therapist, which you can get on Amazon or at Warren's website, warrenexstein.com, petshow.com, etc., etc. It's a great book, a lot of great anecdotal stories about Warren and what he's done over his 533-year career. Now, because you were talking, or we were talking about that, we missed National Hug Your Cat Day. It goes back to the ancient Egyptian time. Didn't Cleopatra have a bunch of cats?
The Egyptians loved cats. In fact,
and they worshipped them, I think, didn't they?
Not only that, when the cats died, they mummified the cats and buried them. Right. At the same time, they mummified mice so the cats would have something to eat in the afterlife.
No.
All the people that worked with cats as a way of grieving. The servants would all shave their eyebrows as a way of grieving for the cats. In fact, the Egyptian word for cat is mau, as in meow.
Really?
There's a breed of cat called an Egyptian mau, M-A-U, and that's where the meow came from. Yeah, they love their cats, the Egyptians.
Huh. So there you go. One of the reasons we have Warren here is because he's so smart and he has all of these stories. Okay, so now this is a lesson for all of us, right? I believe, and people have been saying this to me for a number of months, that Daisy was getting a little heavy. And so as a result of that, I'm trying to figure out what I put her on. I mean, she does have some of the things. She eats a little fish with me from time to time and veggies and things like that, a little yogurt. And then she is fed Lucy Pet, which is, I think, your sponsor. Is it? That's what I heard about Lucy.
Yeah, I use it because it's the only food on the market with prebiotics. So.
Okay. That's what our dogs eat, too. They love it.
Yeah. All right. So what am I going to do
to get her
back
off
on the food.
But how do you kind of, if she's still hungry?
Here's the secret, Doug, and I'm dealing with this every day. A new study came out by Wakefield Research, which owns Banford Animal Hospital, talking about how many dogs and cats have gained weight during the quarantine. So, here's the secret. Years ago, I wrote the book, as you know, Pet Aerobics. I talked about dieting with your dog. The best way for a dog or cat to lose weight is obviously not to feed them as much, but to feed them frequently throughout the day. If you normally feed your dog once or twice a day, I've adopted dogs that were way overweight. I would feed them 5 or 6 small meals throughout the day.
Yeah.
This way, their stomach is never, you know, never really empty. They're not always looking for food. So you have to give them more feedings, more frequent feedings throughout the day, increase the exercise factor. That's the bottom line. As far as I know, air has no calories, Doug. Okay, there's no calories in air.
No.
So
no.
If the dog is healthy and he's gaining weight, it's you know whose fault, Doug?
Well, I know it's my fault because I feed her stuff. I try to give her. She has a little ice cream from time to time.
But a little bit. You know, as a professional, never give your dog table scraps. But as a pet guardian, of course, if I have something a little left over, I'm going to give it to my dog's now.
A little bit, little meals here and there. Okay, that makes sense.
But convince your dog. This is what I did. I now convinced Molly and Willie that cauliflower is liver.
Good for you.
I've never used the word cauliflower. Said, would you like some liver, guys? And ever since then, their treat now, they love cauliflower.
Well, Daisy likes liver treats, so maybe I could.
But they might have calories. Yeah, convert it to cauliflower or broccoli or whatever.
She's very smart about timing as well. When it's time, it's time. And so that is, but she's on the farm. She goes to the dog play group 1.5 hours a day, every single day, runs around with all of her pals down there.
Too much food. Then the answer is obviously, unless there's something wrong with the thyroid, the obvious answer is that you're eating her too much. If she's getting exercise and she's gaining weight,
lots of exercise,
then she's getting too many calories and she's not getting rid of enough of them. That's
and those packaged treats that people buy, they're just loaded with calories. It's like giving your dog a pizza. And you know, you may not think it, but it's a lot of calories.
And I'll also say, listen, it's like if you read the dog food labels, they say give your dog 5 cups of dog food, where the dog should only have 1 cup. They want to sell more dog food. That's the point. Okay, give 5 treats instead of 1 treat. You know, so that's, hey, I just wanted to run this guy because there's a lot of dangers coming out there with the things going on now. A lot of people are cleaning themselves more frequently, you know, washing their hands constantly. There's a lot of stuff and a lot of dangers. Let me just go through this list. Hydrogen peroxide. A lot of people using hydrogen peroxide to clean up. Very dangerous for our pets. Isopropyl alcohol, bleach, as well as ammonia and phenols, and a lot
when
of
you say cleaning up, we're not supposed to put it on our pets, we shouldn't put it on our hands.
But if you wipe it, you wash your hands with it, and you know you wipe down your hands, and the dog licks it, or you clean the dog's bowl with something, or the dog jumps on the counter and grabs something, so you got to be real careful with it.
All right, you got a list on your website, petshow.com.
I guess now that you said so, I will have to put it up there.
For our next time, check the list on thepetshow.com. This is the DJV Show at 15.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.